Law is one of the least diverse professions in the country, and the University of Washington Law School wants to change that by starting their own program. The school is launching the Gregoire Fellows Program. Yes, that's right. Gregoire is in former Governor Gregoire. It will support 9 underrepresented law students each year, helping them get a law degree, pass the bar exam, and transition into the workforce.
We're not as diverse as we'd like to be. We don't come close to mirroring the population generally, and we believe strongly that law should, given that it needs to have the respect of all citizens and people for its strength.
Kelly Testy is dean of the UW Law School. She told me the school used to be more diverse, but in 1998, voters passed Initiative 200, which barred state and local government, including the University of Washington, from using race or gender as a preference when it comes to things like admissions.
I-200 had quite a devastating impact on diversity in the law school. We saw the diversity really decline almost immediately, I think it did it for two reasons. One is just the actual operation means that that's not a factor that we can give preference to. And it also, I think, dissuades applicants from applying to Washington because many people see that as very anti-diversity. And so it gives us as the University of Washington and candidates see that Washington has an I-200, they're not sure Washington's a state that really opens its doors to diverse applicants. So it had and I think still has a negative effect on making us as diverse as we should be.
What other issues face the UW in recruiting diversity?
So I-200 is definitely a barrier, but it is not, to be honest, the one that I even think about the most. What I find the most concerning is that because of the way structural inequality works in our world, what is the hardest challenge for us is that there are just too few diverse students in the pipeline and applying to law schools overall. And so what that means is that there's intense competition for those students, and the level of law school we compete with are the best in the country. And so in the past, we have not had as many scholarship resources as some of the larger private schools. So I would say in the past we have not competed as well as I would have liked us to.
So how will the Gregoire Fellows Program address these issues?
So I think in several ways. The first is that I think it communicates a message of inclusion. It makes clear that this law school and this community values diversity and is willing to do more than just talk about it. That we've, put our efforts squarely behind that goal. Second, it provides very tangible financial assistance because so often financial inequality maps onto other forms of inequality. And so that can be a real barrier to some students in attending higher education. And so we want to try and address that barrier. And then third, and I think this is really the beauty of this program, it also addresses the need to help build a community of mentors and a bridge to practice, because after all, they're only here with us 3 years, and then they're out into their careers. And this helps the law school join with the business and legal community in the state to provide that bridge to practice and a wonderful mentoring opportunity.
Across the country, law is not a very diverse profession. Here in Washington, only 12% of the members of the Bar Association were minorities, according to numbers from 2012. Why is there this diversity gap in the legal profession?
A lot of us have spent decades trying to work on this issue and assess it. And most recently, two of my research assistants worked with Microsoft trying to decide, why is it that law is so much less diverse than even medicine or business or other professions? And I'm not sure we solved it, but we came up with a few things. And one was that law school is a very rigorous educational program. And unlike business schools, often is delivered only in a full-time program, and there can be financial barriers to entry. So that's one reason why we're, trying to work on some of the financial barriers to entry to law school. Second, structural inequality throughout the world means that there's too few students from underrepresented backgrounds in the pipeline to go to law school in the first place.
Well, initially, the Gregoire Fellows Program will support 9 underrepresented law students, helping them get their law degree and pass the bar exam. But what's the big picture here? What's the goal? How will you know that this program has been successful in 4 or 5 years?
So we have a number of law firms and corporations that initially stepped up to work with us on the summer fellowship part of this program. And we also believe that there are a number of other companies and firms that will want to join this effort. So we're hoping that we can move way beyond 9. And I think the real test is going to be to see what the composition of our student body looks like and how that translates to the quality of education here at UW-Law.
Kelly Testy, Dean of the University of Washington Law School. The Gregoire Fellows Program begins this fall. This is The Record on KUOW.